And now we go to what looks like signs of some developments in the Republic of Georgia today. Russian troops are reportedly moving slowly out of the flashpoint city of Gori. That's according to Georgian officials, but they're moving far more slowly than many people would like. For some thoughts on the developments there, we're joined this morning by Madeleine Albright, the former Secretary of State and former United States Ambassador to the United Nations. Welcome, Madam Secretary.
Good to talk to you. Thank you so much, Adore.
Conflicting reports about whether Russian troops are truly pulling out, whether it is a full pullout. What can the U.S. or NATO do at this point, do you believe, to pressure Russian leaders into fulfilling promises to move out?
Well, I think that we have to keep our eye on this because the Russians had, in fact, promised the French president that they would pull out, they would live up to a ceasefire agreement. And I think it's very difficult to tell exactly what they're doing. I've seen some pictures, and they are withdrawing. On the other hand, they also are there, quote, as peacekeepers. And I think there is a question to the extent that they are going to fulfill those duties, are they really pulling out? I do think that it's essential for NATO and the U.S. Within NATO and separately to make clear that they have to live up to their obligations. And then I think, as Senator Obama has said a number of times, is that people have to think about what the relationships are with Russia, how we deal with Russia. Do we reevaluate some of our arrangements with them? And to what extent is it possible to put pressure on Russia? By the way, I think what's interesting is that they are very much now a part of the international economic system. And from what I have been reading, their stock market and various investors are pulling out. So there is that economic effect that the West can have.
That would be the West in general, and particularly market forces. But this entire situation, many say, has highlighted just how little power the U.S. has over what many are calling this re-emerging power of Russia. What do you think about that?
Well, there's no question that, Russia has reemerged on the international scene. But ultimately, I think that there is, because we are so interdependent, they do have an incredible amount of oil. They are using their energy supplies to pressure the countries around them. But they do have to be part of the international system. And I think that there is a certain amount of pressure that can be put on them. But one of the things that I learned just generally is that as powerful as any country is, there are only a limited amount of tools that it has to affect the behavior of other countries. And so we have to figure out where to put the pressure, how to decide where we have to cooperate with the Russians, for instance, on Iran or North Korea, and where we have to push back. And I think that that is the art of diplomacy.
And given your experience, and certainly you've had plenty in dealing on the world stage, what tools do you think would be most effective at this point,
well,
given everything you just said?
Well, I think, first of all, that having the power of an alliance is very important, and which is one reason that the U.S. has put so much stress on the importance of NATO action. So acting multilaterally, I think, is important. I do think that the economic tools are more powerful in the long run than they have been in the past, because there is this integrated approach to how to deal with Russia. There are a lot of oligarchs now who are very invested abroad, who own property abroad, who depend on their lifestyle for interaction. So I think that there are ways to put pressure through the economic tools. And then, of course, I happen to think that a military tool is not a great idea at this point, because we don't want to go back to the Cold War. We have to look at the 21st century kinds of solutions. And I think we also can use what is being done is to send humanitarian assistance to the Georgians and make clear that we do support democratic governments, and that having independent countries on the borders of Russia should not be seen as a threat to them.
And finally, we only have a few seconds left. Putin, do you think that he does have a mindset from the Cold War, or do you think he's thinking in the 21st century?
No, I think that, well, he's a combination of things. I think that one can't forget his KGB background, but he also is a little bit 19th century in some ways of wanting to...
Boy, you went even back a little earlier than where I was starting from.
Russian power. I mean, right. I think that he does see kind of the re-emergence of Russia as an empire and looking back to history. And that's what's made him very popular. Or even, Peter the Great going back...
We're going to have to leave it there with Peter the Great in our minds. Madam Secretary, thanks so much. Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, and former United States Ambassador to the UN.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.